Blog Talk Radio.
Keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long,
but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother and I say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. And oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long, but now I think I'm able.
Meaning of true love. believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. I see me running through that open door. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I believe I can fly. I was on the verge of breaking down. Sometimes silence can seem so loud. There are miracles in life I must achieve. But first I know your thoughts inside of me. Can be it if I just believe it. There's nothing to it. I believe I can fly. I believe I can trust the sky. I think about it every night and day. Spread my wings and fly away. I believe I can soar. Hey, 'cause I believe in you. Oh, if I can see it, then I can do it.
Victory is mine. Victory is mine. relationships don't work between black people, racism and white supremacy is the reason.
Absolutely.
Can't get a job in the hood and you educated, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
Can't get an education in the hood because it's expensive, racism and white supremacy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Poor education in the hood you live in, racism and white supremacy.
Absolutely.
You live next to poor people who will rob your ass, steal and kill your ass because they don't have no options and they don't have no option to critically think, racism and white supremacy.
Yeah.
And I see that that's a problem. So I wanted to just make a pimp decision.
$1 trillion flow. From L.A. to Miami. Minnesota to Detroit. Chicago. Alabama. Texas. $1 trillion flow. Houston. $1 billion. New Orleans. Billion.
I put a spell on you. Cause you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I ain't lying. No, I ain't lying. You know I can't stand it. You're running.
Open eyes that we may see. Tomorrow, see.
that history is not as old as you think, because all history is current event. Every current event is part of history. And I have dealt with old religion. What I have dealt with is religions that came before. Man called them religion. I have dealt with great river civilization and early man spirituality. Because what you have today that you call religion are carbon copies of original spirituality. And I have dealt with the original copy where your carbon copy came from. And the early Africans in building great river civilization built a concept which they did not call religion. Though your religion came out of them, they called it spirituality. What they created was a concept of a form of the universe much larger than denomination, much larger than the one-dimensional thing that eventually man called religion. I had gone beyond the narrow concept that we live under right now. And it is difficult for you to understand that that age was man's highest spiritual and moral age. And that in seizing upon this age, mostly by foreigners who did not understand the original African creation, the spirituality of man regressed and did not leap forward but regressed. They organized it into pockets and gave it names. But before the Africans gave it a name, but practiced it as a great form of the universe, it was then when it had its greatest value. And foreigners picked out of its little pieces and departmentalized it into religious pockets and started walls between one pocket and another. Then broke the pockets down in something called denomination. Then started war between one denomination and the other. And they did service to the spirituality that the Africans created in the great river civilization. Started with the Nile. Continue with the Niger, the Volta, the Limpopo, and the Zimbabwe, and the Congo. The Africa created spiritual form of the universe, and all of this is misinterpreted so tragically in the red, in the TV series, The Africa, by Alan Mazzaroli, who's running one of the most unique con games in for Islam, Mr. Prophet Muhammad. He's running a better con game for Islam than the European brand for Christianity. But beneath all of it, he is saying that Africa waited in darkness for Islam to bring the light. He gives you a few good things in order to slip in his game. And you have to know a lot of African history to understand his omission. And because you do not know general African history, you do not know his omission. It is
separated by a half hour. Somebody is buying friendships at our expense. Why we have so few friends in the world? I have said long ago, you wouldn't be surprised to see certain people in the same political bed against us. You wouldn't be surprised to see any people in the same political bed against us, because there's a political naivete that appeared in our history. 1680 BC, that we haven't dealt with to this very day. And every time people unite against us, we haven't been able to deal with it, because we assume that this kind of thing won't happen to us, because people don't do this kind of thing, and we don't know if we can separate what is and what is not. God. Now let us look at what has gone on before, what I have said, and why I have said these things.
In the first, Dr. Clark is talking about religion come from Africa, and the European came over and changed the name to Baptist, Catholic, to Holiness. They changed the name because when we was in Africa, our ancestors, they call it spirituality. So some of it is caught up in the name of it. And the European came over from Europe and said that this is Christianity. This is Buddhism. This is Islam. And all the religions come from Kenya. It was in Africa before the Europeans got there. When the Europeans got there, they named it, gave it name. When the Arabs came over, they named it Islam. All this was going on before the Europeans and the Arabs came over. All the religions are slave held religion to mess with your mind, to enslave your body. Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, all of it is to mess with your mind. If you're strong enough and say, I am a man of spirit, I'm a woman of spirit, that changed the whole scenario. And I want to talk a little bit before I bring Dr. Clark back. You know, right now they're trying to stop the black people from voting. In Texas, they had the Democrats went to Washington because Texas is the trial place where blacks can't vote no more. They're trying to carry us back to the central. But I want to say this. I prophesied last month that the 7 hurricanes back to back. We just had one. It went to Florida and it went on up around New York, and they had floods and storms in New York. Fires out in California. They said global. This is God trying to get your attention. God is trying to get your attention, and you don't want. And we are doing something different. When God, think about it. Think about what's going on. There's fire in California burning old towns down. Over in the Midwest, in Chicago and around in St. Louis, floods and storms back to back. You know, that's kind of strange. The ancestors today, I say, Dr. King, I say. And I was with some of the ancestors today. I seen some death coming to a family. I'm praying. But Sister Etta lost her grandson, who was shot and killed in the house. Lots of murder going on. If you read Romans 1:26, when you read it all the way out, God gave him over to reprobate mind, to kill and do that which is unseemly. We are embracing witchcraft. We are embracing warlockism. We embracing hate. Man, just get out of jail, get killed 5 times. What is this all about? It's about evil. It's not about money. It's not about greed. It's about evil. An evil man, an evil woman going to bring about an evil child. That's what I'm saying. So what that means to us, we have to get ready to embrace the wonders of God and embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. Healing is still the order of the day. Yes, let me call them spirits. Oh, let me leave them alone. Michael Ruffy, when I call them spirits, they come quick, fair, and early. I said, this is crossing over the ancestors. Now, I talked to the ancestors, and they were telling me some stuff that's going on. But I don't think you're ready for it because you don't want to change. When people don't want to change, God turned them over to a reprobate mind to deal with it. It's the divine law. And the divine law said God is God. And the divine law means that God is able to change things when you can't change them. Now, we come out of slavery. We come out of hate. But for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son tonight. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. I don't care how bad it is, you acknowledge God. God going to give you the truth on it and let you know about it. I see some death around some people, but I'll hold that back. I want to give you good news. Financial covenant. Your business finna grow. Your finance finna open up. Young lady called me just before I went on the show. Was telling me that her son was killed. And she said she felt his spirit. And I kind of went in prayer with her. And as we went in prayer, some things came out. The lie they said how he died, it wasn't true. He kind of stood in front of me and told me, and I told her. When she told the cops, the cops went and arrested the woman that lied. Put her in jail and checked her hand. The powder burns on her hand from the gun. The supposed to kill herself. There wasn't no powder burns on it at all. I say. Financial covenant. Let me say that. Financial covenant. It's the ancestors want you to be able to see what you want and be able to help somebody. And step to the next level of healing and success. $1 trillion flow. I say. For things to work for you. If you work hard, you need a rest. If you work hard, you need to be strong enough to know. I want to get back to Dr. Clark. Dr. Clark tonight talking about how people come in and steal your ideas, steal your stuff. You can't get off the ground. Because your issue, you've been, the woman had the issue of blood for 12 years. 12 years she's stumbling around. But when she made up her mind that she's going to change her thought and her route, things happen. So sometimes you have to do that.
Perception is dealing with religion and history before the Christian era. I was trying to deal with that history in Africa that developed before the Christian era. And I was trying to deal on religion, the pre-God, spiritual talking about an age when man accepted a spiritual force of the universe, so all conclusive that it included everything. The man did not say only man has a soul. He said all living things have a soul, including the cockroach. And he would step on a cockroach because a cockroach has a soul. And he would cut down a tree without a ceremony because a tree has life and a tree has a soul. Western man began the stupid concept that only human beings have soul. Western man, in his soullessness, began the concept that only certain people with same faces and same color have soul. Western man, the only one that began to make a virtue out of a physical defect, the lack of color. And for me to feel ashamed out of the great virtue of having come. If you do not understand to this day the envy that people have on you because you have come. You are the most beautiful people on the earth, walking down the street that God ever created. God has trained you to apologize for having you. Trained you to cringe,
to look for his chemicals to put on your face. Try to take it off. Now, 3,000 or 4,000 years before he wore a shoe or lived in a house that had a window, so you didn't have this nonsense in your mind, you had to come in contact with him at all, nor had you come in contact with the Asian. When you had your own spirituality intact, when he had interfered with your culture, or you didn't know of his existence, you, meaning African people, had created a spirituality that said every living being has a soul, including a tree, including a cockroach. And this form of spirituality included everything.
Are you looking to refinance your home? Do you need to consolidate debt or just want extra cash for your next home improvement?
And included law, the law of opposite, which is simplified with the law of complementarity, that you complemented everything. That if you had a female, you got to have a male or vice versa. And the who did not ever get into the stupidity of debating the equality of man and woman, because you couldn't have one without the other. And so Africans never would debate the equality of a man and a woman, because it is almost asking as whether your mother was your equal, and how would you debate anything as stupid as that, because if it wasn't for your mother, you wouldn't be here. How silly would such a debate be? So you never got into the out of this kind of atmosphere of spirituality that the Africans created, not only the matrilineal system where the lineage in the family
They took 10 commandments
enough. He could never have sold these laws to Africans because the Africans had them all the law. And they publicized the world that they gave the world more of it. But Ben Stubbs said, Osman gave the world more than this. Neither Osman nor the Jews gave the world more than this. The Africans had a concept of an all-conclusive God, all for the law. But they didn't call it God. They called it the spiritual force of the universe that looked over everybody and all living things. So Moses compelled this idea to murder the Hebrews because of the belt in the Africans. So the Africans do that. And they had a concept of God much higher than the one that. Because their God was larger in content. And their spirituality was larger. And these golden tablets that were provided for the Africans were provided to be dedicated. And they would copy African folklore
to make out of religion. And subsequently, they would sell a lesser concept, but the broader concept continues with the Africans. But the inability, but the Africans committed time. By one concept for the Europeans, but by another concept. This is why when you go to a white church today, go to a black church, you're going to two different religions and two different kinds of spirituality. Now, there wasn't enough time to explain this because both these people are on two spiritual wavelengths because they have two different spiritualities. The Christian story is basically an African story. It's basically an Egyptian story. It's basically the story of Cush, the pot. Basically the story of people going into Egypt, extracting wisdom. The story is told of the religions of the world. All of the elements. Judaism, Christianity, and Islam would come out of Africa in the first place. Now, in the lecture on the rise of Islam, what I did not emphasize is the great hero of Islam, Zayd bin Harith, the law, Anta, a great warrior of Islam, and who, after the Arabs began their internal descent, he called the prayers only twice after the death of Muhammad, and he refused to take the mantle of leadership
after the death of Muhammad. He asked him to be the first caliph after Muhammad. It would have been a different kind of religion. And the role that he could have played, the role that Africa did play after the death of Muhammad, is generally left out of the history of that religion. And this is why it touches me with a bit of anger. Many brothers enter the religion almost apologetically, as though it the Arabs, the first prophecy. Not knowing that the Arabs were the most corrupt element within that religion, that this is a great religion and that Africans laid the foundation for it and should claim it, reform it, and make it the religion that it still can be, though it is the least original of the world's religions. But the brothers fail to understand the role of the Arab, the role of the law, the role of Anthony, the role of culture and magnificence, the role of
even contemporary African religion rule of asking other Africans of that faith who took it into the Western Sudan, the rule of Caracas, who took it into Spain, the rule of Africa, who took it into the Western Sudan, and the good and the bad that they have done. Once we understand that, and understand that there was a black side to the religion, and an Arab side, and that it was both good and bad, but the reform side
came from the African side. And last night, at the last lecture, with the empire of Mali, empire of Ghana, and when we left the lecture, it was the entry of Sungay, when Master Musa had taken two hostages from Mali, from Sungay. And this was after the death of Master Musa, Ali Kalone, and Suleiman Nair. Had discovered that the Mali Empire was weak, and that having grown weak, rode close to his country and got across the news that it was time for his country to free itself from the domination of Mali. And when he rode across, he was proclaimed Liberator, which means Stony, the Liberator. And this is the emergence of the first Stony Alley, Stony Alley the first. This is 1335. Now we are looking at Sungay, the last of the great African empires. And this empire would eventually consist of all of the land area that used to be Ghana, used to be Mali, and it would be eventually larger than the continent limits of the United States. But let us look at Marlene's last day.
Thank you. I'm speaking to somebody. God's going to heal. Thank you for that prayer. When you were praying, Native Americans come and stood around, a group of Native Americans stood around you and looked their hand and pointed at the sun, pointed at the moon. Glory, hallelujah. I want to speak healing to you right now. I want to speak deliverance to you. I want you to know all is well. All is well. All is in the divine order of God. Everything going to be all right. I know you can't see it, but I claim your healing. I claim your breakthrough. I claim your financial breakthrough right now. Glory, hallelujah. I thank God for the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the freedom of more men, freedom of their heart, freedom in the name of Jesus. There's no other name that man can be saved but by the name of Jesus. If I and I be lifted up from the earth, I draw all men unto me. Somebody help me lift the name up. And the name is Jesus. The name is hallelujah. The name is God right now. I got God of revelation, God be filling somebody's heart. God has opened up a financial door. The mind has been blocked. You say you're going to open up. I got revelation knowledge. That's just a lady. Got blood cancer. It was canceled out. I cancel out that heart attack. I cancel out that stroke. I cancel out that worry. I put that evil devil back in his pit in the name of the Father, the Son, glory and Holy Ghost. One more time. One more time. One more time. Feel. My ancestors have gone on. I say, in. We don't know their name. We experience their hardship. We experience their hate. We experience their pain. The healing is about to take place. In the name of Jesus. The mighty name of God.
Thank you.
It's a change. The earth is being healed. Mother Nature is being healed from the hurt, from the walls, from the murder, for the burial. We're taking the blood, the oil out the ground, taking the resources. The sun, the moon is healing the earth.
Yes. Jesus spoke the body, said it became in the twinkling of an eye, and right now we're still within it. And not even the angels know the day and the time of the hour.
Amen.
We are here that divine time right now. We're
right
in
now.
The hour.
Glory.
We're coming down, and the Father is doing a transformation. He's doing a mighty thing
right
now. Right
now. Glory.